in there most of the time trying to drive a wedge of opposition to whatever you do. And the more that you try to please Yahweh, and the Bible says this in plain scriptural revelation, when you would do good, evil's always present. Well, why is it in our spirit that we want to do bad? It's not that we want to do bad, or it's not that, we are bad, but it seems like that is that, you know, for a woman to put on jeans and to parade around in jeans and cut her hair and paint her nails and her toenails and to look feminine in a sense. But what is feminine compared to Eve as the original woman that Satan found very beautiful? Did you know that the most beautiful and appealing women in the world are those that are natural? That they don't have to use artificial means to prep themselves up, because the more artificial means you use, men recognize it as something that you're trying to cover up. For instance, if you wear a lot of makeup, and I've seen women that were more beautiful without makeup than with makeup, and I've seen some women that needed makeup. So it's something that you have to, you know, divide, or to not only, you know, the Bible said to drink a little wine. They didn't say to drink a whole gallon of wine. And it says to eat only that which suffices you. In other words, that would satisfy you. But some men have become gluttonous, and they have to eat all day long. And their weight reflects it. And so the Bible said, do all things in moderation. And this is what I'm trying to teach you, that either way, if you scale it back and go too far to the left, then Satan is there to catch you. And if you go too far to the right, Satan is there to catch you. If you go too far into the light, in other words, you get too perfect, then Satan is there to tempt you. And the farther you get to being right, the more he opposes you to bring you back to the center. And so there is a happy medium. Be not overly righteous, lest you shorten your days upon earth. Now, I'm going to repeat that scripture here for the time being. It said, be not overly righteous, lest you shorten your days upon the earth. Now, if you yourself are trying to please Yahweh, and you're a male, how should you conduct yourself? Well, I would suggest you go into the dressing room, and you put you on a dress, you shave your legs, and remove all of the masculine hair, and you put you on some black silk stockings, and then you shorten your dress up, you know, and you look real nice, and you put on some probably false eyelashes, and if you're a male, you'd have to curl them out there real long, and then you get your wig, and you know, make it real long. And there you are, and it's called cross-dressing. We've got men that have been turned over to reprobated men that they really think that they look good, and they appeal to the opposite sex more if they get into the feminine area. But women are not looking for that. A good woman doesn't look for a cross-dressing man. She knows what she's going to get in return. She's looking for a man that is a man, and that he's got one opinion, and that is to serve Yahweh with all of his heart, soul, mind, and strength. Now, she draws from that. She's magnetically, naturally, magnetically, spiritually, I'm talking about, drawn toward that type of man, as opposed to the man with a convertible, and, you know, he really, I've seen a man just a while back, he just lost his wife. And this man is up in his 50s or 60s, and he's bought him a nice Corvette, and he was up there just this morning. I saw him at his car lot, and it was bright red Corvette. And now, he didn't get this. I never did see him out in this Corvette until his wife died. Now he's trying to attract the opposite sex by being a playboy. You know, the scarf deal and the wind blowing through his hair. What little road, you know, at breakneck speed, thinking that, you know, he's going to attract the opposite sex. So you know what attracts the opposite sex? If he would get him a pickup truck and be a man and not leave the values of what a woman's looking for, which is a home with peace and love and security, and not looking for a man out trying to attract the opposite sex with a Corvette or with these feminine things that he tries to do. She's looking for a man that is not afraid to get out there and work and make a living and support her. That's what she's looking for. But see, the devil is there to give you a bad case of PMS, to physically and mentally and spiritually seduce you till you wake up every morning, you're bloated, you're depressed. I don't care how many Valiums you take, you're still depressed. That's PMS. And now, we're talking about the things that Satan is capable and able to do to destroy you, to make you a piece of meat in his hand by tempting you to do all these things that you think is necessary to succeed or to get along in life. And that's why that you see all of these cross-dressers. That's why that you see all of these different things going on in the world, is because Satan has given this person a bad case of PMS. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it stands to reason that Yahweh is looking for a man. You know what the definition of a man is? David would be your perfect example. The Bible said, and you read about David's exploits. You read about David made mistakes, and good men will make mistakes. But the Bible said if a righteous man falls seven times, you see, Satan is out there to trip you. But the Bible says if a righteous man falls seven times, he'll get up. That when a man keeps getting up and pressing toward the mark, he dusts himself off. He don't try to be something that he ain't. He stays in his own boundaries of who he is. You're not to think himself more highly than he is. Because, see, there is a bad case of PMS for Satan to get in your mind and say, now look, you're better than so-and-so. Or look at you. You've got more talent. You're better looking. And the first thing you know, Satan will blow you up and bloat you in your mind to where he's got you thinking that you're something when you're nothing. And with that, Satan has already give you a bad case of PMS. And from such turn away. Notice in this reaction to the scriptures of spiritual seduction, Satan, knowing that Eve the lesser or Eve the weaker, once Adam was out of her sight, then he struck. When you would do good. Now, Eve was just going through the garden, minding her own business. She done got the instruction, do not have anything to do with any tree in this garden. Especially that one right there, and Yahweh pointed him out. And once he pointed him out, I believe that right then, you know, maybe Yahweh made a mistake by pointing out. I'm sure she had already seen him, and she was already spiritually attracted, because we are all attracted to beauty. Nobody loves to be around ugly stuff. You don't like an ugly car. You don't like to have an ugly cat or an ugly dog. Unless it's ugly, it's pretty. You know, you can go to such an extreme that there's no end to it. However, Yahweh wants you not to be deceived with a mark of beauty. The greatest problem with Eve was that she was deceived by the mark of beauty. How is it now that we're going to escape PMS? Well, let's take it here in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be on guard against the devil. The devil is a false accuser. He's a slanderer of men before God. Peter calls the devil our adversary. because that is what he is. In Hebrew, ha sata means adversary. He is the opponent. He's our enemy, and the Bible says he, as a roaring lion, goes about day and night throughout the earth, seeking whom he may devour. Now, how, you've never seen him. How did you know? Is he camouflaged? Is he hid behind the tree and hisses? Remember I talked about last night about the hisser? Oh, darling, you look so good tonight. I want you. I need you. I can't live without you. And that beautiful, beautiful creature turns out to be the most hideous creature in your life because you chose beauty over quality. Sometimes Satan takes away quality to give you beauty. Would you be wise to only look for beauty in a person that you're looking to mate up with? And the scriptures warn you not to look for beauty. Now, the Bible also says for you to seek a spirit being. And the Bible says to be not unequally yoked. Now, I'm going to repeat this. Be not unequally yoked with the act of marriage when Yahweh is not in the marriage of an unequally yoked together with a believer and an unbeliever. Now, if you were a believer and you were prospering, and let's say that you were a Christian and you were doing the things that please Yahweh, would you go to a strip bar and fall in love with a stripper because she had a beautiful body and she didn't mind flaunting it, and you got so enamored by her beauty that you fell head over heels in love with her, and you marry her and take her home and expect her to turn out to be a Christian? I don't think so. You're asking for trouble right there. See, beauty is vain, and Satan, who being real, has the ability to brainwash your mind with PMS. He can give you a bad case of PMS. Physical want, desire. You're burning that beautiful woman. She's just got such a seductive way over your mind, or let's vice versa it. Let's go with a Christian woman. Will she go to a male strip bar because she's attracted to the physical being, and she looks for a beefcake in a male, and she is enamored and she falls in love and she marries the person, and the rest of her life is miserable? She no longer can do the things that she was designed to do, which is to love Yahweh and to keep His commandments. Because the stripper, be it male or female, have got other plans. You knew that going in. So a lot of people, they join themselves simply because they lust and they desire, and they say, well, I think maybe that I could change the person. You see, sometimes we want to be the hero. Sometimes we want to take the seductive route to catch something seductive, and we ourselves are trapped and we can't get out, and then we suffer the rest of our life with PMS. Now, we know that mentally and spiritually there's a change of life. In a woman, it's called the change. She's going through the change. She gets irritable. She may lose interest in her mate that she's known for years. There's a lot of changes that can transpire, and if you, on the other side, if you are not ready, if you've not studied and prayed about the physiology and the psychology of a person and the mental aptitude that you're able to get in, because you get depressed. I talked about the characteristics of 150 characteristics of someone that's going through PMS in a natural scientific sense. Now notice, in the seventh chapter where we're going, as we have just laid a groundwork here in the message of spiritual seduction. I could get deeper in it, but I don't want to. I want to keep it aboard, not to get too high in the spirit realm, to show you some of the manifestations of the mighty ones as they actually lusted and warred for the offspring, or to produce offspring on the planet. That's what got the whole world in a mess. Spiritual seduction with a sexual connotation, if you will. It was the downfall of Satan, and Satan, being a victim of the downfall, polluted Eve, and she became a victim, and that in turn influenced Adam, and he volunteered now to stay down here because he was given a chance to go back. But the woman could never return. Adam, who had not been deceived, had the choice to either stay with his wife, who had done played the harlot. And the same thing applies with our Creator, and Israel, as his wife, she played the harlot. She went out and she cast herself into a bed with other spiritual beliefs. Ashtoreth, and I was telling you about that in part one of PMS. Did you know that Solomon suffered a bad case of PMS? And it was right about the time that he started going through the change, and the Bible said, and when he began to get old, these strange women, see, he had a lot of silver and gold. He had women at his command, had kings that would volunteer their daughters, young daughters, maidens, all them virgins. It was an honor for the king of Israel, with, especially with Solomon and all his glory. But listen to what he said here when he wrote about this. This is after he's going through this. My son, keep my words and store up my commands within you. Keep my commandments and you will live. Guard my teachings as the apple of your eye. Bind them upon your finger. Write them up on the tablets of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister. And call understanding your kinsmen. They will keep you from the adulteress and from the wayward wife with her seductive words. At the window of my house, I looked out through the lattice, and I saw among the simple, I noticed among the young men, a youth who lacked judgment. He was going down the street near her corner, walking along in the direction of her house. Wonder why. He was physically, mentally, and spiritually, he had a bad case of PMS. At twilight, as the day was fading, as the dark night set in, then out came a woman to meet him. She was dressed like a prostitute. In other words, it's going to be easy for you, man, if you want it. And with crafty intent, she is loud and defiant. Her feet never stay at home. Now in the street, now in the square, at every corner she lurks. She took hold of him and kissed him. And with brazen face she said, I have fellowship offerings at home. Today I am fulfilled my vows. So I came out to meet you. I look for you, and I have found you. You're a perfect mate, a perfect match. I've longed for you. I've dreamed about you. These are the whisperings that Satan enticed Eve in. And now we have Satan working in this woman to entice this young man. We had Solomon here in his old age. In 1 Kings chapter 11, it said many strange women begin to turn Solomon's heart from Yahweh and gave him up to worship the hosts of heaven. He built temples to the goddess to please his wives. He worshiped Baal to please his wives. And all the time, he wanted to keep one hand over on Yahweh just in case things didn't work out. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't straddle the fence and you can't serve two masters. You're going to have to choose which way, which day that you're going to believe in who you believe in. Now notice this. I have covered my bed with colored linen from Egypt, dyed linen. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloe, and cinnamon. You talk about the sweet smells that are enticing when sin is around. Bread eaten in secret places is pleasant when you're out with something you shouldn't be out with. Notice how the heart races when you're getting away with something. Notice how Satan makes it romantic and exciting. If you haven't felt this way in a long time. Solomon, who had all the women in Israel he could use and stand, was so enamored and enticed and drawn away with these pagan women who had something to offer, and it excited his heart far beyond the commonality of the keeping of the commandments of the maidens of Israel. Come, let us drink deep of love until morning. Let's enjoy ourselves with love. My husband is not at home. He is gone for a long journey. He took a purse filled with money and will not be at home till the full moon. Oh, my. Boy, I tell you what, we've got a movie out now that just made last night $26 million, set a record for opening, and involved in it is a woman's passion falling in love with nothing more than a werewolf in sheep's clothing. Don't that sort of tell you that the mind of man and the mind of woman is so enthroned and so enthralled with all of these excitements that we're drawn actually to a vampire that would suck the lifeblood out of our own bodies at the expense of our souls, and yet we're willing to gamble and play with fire like the moth that is attracted to it. With persuasive words, Satan is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And remember, it's very subtle. Oh, you look so nice tonight, and you smell so good. She led him astray. She seduced him with her smooth talk. All at once, he followed like an ox to the slaughter. Oh, my. Like a deer stepping into a noose, till an arrow pierced his liver. Like a bird darting into a snare, little knowing it will cost him his life. Oh, man, was he ever in PMS. Now then, my son, listen to me. Pay attention to what I say. Let not your heart turn to her ways or stray into her paths. Now, this is a man that went against his own advice. When he was old, he suffered PMS. He went through a change. Males go through it as much as women. They've got to get that back. They start losing their hair, and their teeth are not as white and pearly, and, you know, they got enough bounce and not a lot of bite, but they've got a whole lot of bark. Many are victims of this, and she has brought down her slain are like a mighty throne. Her house is a highway to the grave, leading down to the chambers of death. Now, 5 points here before I close. Let me make it real quick. Keep the commandments. Guard the teaching. Place a premium value on the teaching. Do not leave your principles. Keep them close to you as a reminder. Write them up on your fingers and your heart and as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Be fully convinced and converted. And align yourself with wisdom and understanding and around those who practice the same teachings. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Birds of a feather will flock together. If your heart, if thing in your heart like it was in Satan. Satan was already suffering PMS when he enticed Eve to join him. And then she became a victim of PMS, and then she gave it to her husband, and now he's a victim of PMS. And all of the offspring of Adam and Eve tonight are suffering from PMS. Beware, my dearly brethren. Satan has a roaring lion going about seeking whom he may devour. Watch out, for Satan would like to sift you tonight like wheat and put you into the PMS range of life. Stay away from it, my brethren. Guard yourself. Keep yourself reminded that God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You're listening to Pastor Benny Sharpe's Call tonight, part two of PMS. I'll be back Monday night at 9 o'clock on WWRB 3.185 with part three of the factors of PMS. And I'm going to combine all three, the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. I'm going to align those who serve Satan, and then I'm going to align those who have to go through the same torture of the physical, the mental, and the spiritual, and climb the mountain, and are worthy because they don't look back, as opposed to those that started to climb the mountain, lost their footing, turned back, and died, or were sucked into the trap of Proverbs chapter 7, as I have just discussed with you. Part 3 of PMS coming up Monday night with the Shepherd's Call, Pastor Buddy. I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Mark and Audrey down in the great state of Mississippi, and I am very thankful for them that they have chosen to use this offering that they have dedicated to the Shepherd's Call and made it available to you that you may be warned at their expense, as they have hazarded their lives and they have put their bank account on the line to get this message out to you tonight. I'll be sponsored to, Monday night by Dr. Gary of the great state of Louisiana, Mississippi, and now a member of the Royal House of the state of Tennessee, right here in East Tennessee, and we're so thankful. We're spending time right now. This whole week, I'll be here at Hallelujah Acres with Dr. Gary, and send out a reminder to all you saints. We'd love to have you here to join us here at Hallelujah Acres. Many of you have already been here. You know right where we're at. You know what we're seeing. And it's a beautiful area right here on the Hiawassee River, right here in East Tennessee. Glad to have you aboard tonight, and we love you. If you'd like to call me, my telephone number tonight is 423-338-1972. Now, that's area code 423-338-1972. Give us a call or send us an email if you're listening to us on WWRB download on the Internet. Just send us an email. If you listen to us on shortwave, you can give us a call. We'll be here for the remainder of the evening to take your call. We love you. And you can also write me. That's the Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. And we know that the number is 2284. And the zip code is 37824. Now, that's Pastor Buddy. That's all you have to do is to just mail me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. And we will get your letter, and I will return it as soon as possible. I'm behind a little bit on the mail, so if you've written and you've not heard, you will. If I've got your letter, I will answer your letter. I guarantee you. Praise Yahweh. So keep us in prayer. We'll see you Monday night around the world on WWRB 3.184. My love and my blessings to each of you tonight. Yahweh bless.